Good evening again. My name is Stan Evans. I'm the president of the Philadelphia Society. I would like to welcome all of you to this special Friday night edition of Evans and Novak. I had to use that first because Michael was going to use it if I didn't. In keeping with that, is this some terrible feedback here, or is it just my ears? Am I too close to the mic? Is that better? Okay. In keeping with the political, that motif, I do have a couple of political news items to relate, even though this is an academic gathering. The first, which you may not have heard about because it only came out this morning, is that the Centers for Disease Control has finished its analysis of the 1996 Dole presidential campaign. And has concluded that conservatism cannot be transmitted by casual contact. And one other item, which moves us a little closer to our topic. Also this morning, the National Council of Churches called a press conference to denounce the Christian Coalition for mixing religion and politics. And I know it sounds hypocritical, but it really isn't when you consider the fact that the National Council of Churches does not make this error. It has nothing to do with religion. Now, I might say I've told variations of that joke for a number of years, and I've discovered there is no absurdity that you can invent that the liberals will not state seriously. And you may recall, in the wake of the 1994 election, Newt Gingrich, after the victory, surfaced with a proposal to support a constitutional amendment to restore prayer in the schools. And this caused great consternation at the Washington Post. And so they called a lot of people to find out what they thought of this. And this is for real. And they called a spokesperson for the Methodist Church. And the spokesperson, when asked, "What do you think of the proposal to restore prayer to the schools?" said, quote, "Oh, we don't get into issues like that." We're more concerned with welfare reform and health care. So, I mean, you know, you can't, there's no way to exaggerate where they are. Now, this segues to our topic, which is the religious question, and this meeting is sort of organized around the notion of the centrality of theology to our political discourse, and George Weigel, and I'm glad I checked because I would have mispronounced his name if Michael Novak had not corrected me, put it very well in a recent piece for the Acton Institute, in which he said, quote, "It's the theology, stupid." And that is sort of the animating principle of this meeting. However, we don't all come at these matters from the same directions. There are differing perspectives. This is obviously, as I say, an academic meeting. If you go out in the grassroots, there are other ways of treating these matters. I last year was sitting in my favorite McDonald's in Troy, Alabama, reading some papers, and it was about 10 in the morning, and there was a morning coffee clatch there where the hardware store owner and the barber and other people come to get together and talk each morning, and I wasn't paying a lot of attention until I could tell they're kind of talking about religion. And I did finally focus when I heard one of these people say, heck, he said, a Methodist ain't nothing but a Baptist who learned how to read. And so these issues are salient at the grassroots. And one other story, and I'm telling this, I was hoping he would be here. This is also a true story. Involves John von Cannon, I think known to many here. Known to those of us from Indiana and some others as Baron von Cannon. And this was an episode back about 30 years ago. And he and I and Jenny Lombardo, who was then, I think, a student at the University of Dallas after some meeting at Lake Forest or Rockford or someplace, were sitting at a Tottle house near O'Hare Airport and got into a theological discussion. And the main point of this discussion became the heresy of the Bogomils. And Bogomils were these Gnostic, Catharist-type people. And the consensus was of the theological discussion that they were very bad and that they were heretics and that apparently there were still some of them around over in the Carpathian Mountains. And so Baron listened to this and thought about it and finally said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going over to them Carpathian Mountains, and I ain't coming back till I kill me a Bogomil. And so there is the contemplative and metaphysical approach, and then there's the more existential, and as it was put at our trustees meeting today, proactive. Down to business. Many of you were at the Williamsburg regional meeting. Good to see you all again. And there, you may recall, the sort of rubric of that was recovering our past. And that sort of is the idea here as well. Except that our effort at this meeting is to recover at least part of both our political tradition and our heritage of faith, and to consider the degree to which they are, in fact, one. And there, again, will be many different perspectives on that. My own view, which I guess is no secret, is that we need to recover the biblical medieval Christian roots of our culture and our political order. We need to consider the religious origins of such things as limited government, social contract, government by consent, rights theory, market economics, and a great deal else. And also, I might add, the specifically religious aspects of America's settlement and constitutional founding. And our very fine lineup of speakers tomorrow will address different dimensions of that topic, those topics. I might segue again to the introduction of our speaker by saying that since this topic was agreed to, the religious roots of liberty, by our board, there was never any doubt in my mind as to who should keynote this meeting, and that is our speaker, this evening. I think he is well known to everyone here by his many, many wonderful works. He is a theologian. He is a prolific writer of books and articles and reviews. He is a teacher, and he has been a public official, an ambassador of the United States. In 1994, he received the Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion, given by Sir John Templeton. And in 1992, he won the Fisher Prize, bestowed upon him by Margaret Thatcher, for his book, The Spirit of Democratic Capitalism. That is but one of more than two dozen books that he has written. And in all of them, particularly the more recent ones, the recurring theme of his work is precisely the relationship of our religious faith to our free society, ideas of limited government, free markets, and individual liberty. He is a man of many talents with one overriding mission. Would you please welcome Michael Novak?